Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, good evening. May I speak with Ernestine?
This is her.
Good evening, miss. My name is Joel, calling from National Opinion Survey. Could you be so kind and share your opinion with us about some issues facing your community and the nation? It's very brief, okay? I'll be brief. Okay, thank you. Okay, now, first of all, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Why do I need to be in a... Yeah, I can talk openly on my phone.
Okay. Just to make sure that we're representing everybody, miss, may I ask your race? White, African-American, Hispanic, Asian, Native American, other?
I'm African.
Okay. You said African-American? What did you say? I'm sorry?
Yeah, I'm black.
Okay. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or is there a 50-50 chance?
I'll definitely vote.
Okay. Miss Ernestine, I'm sorry, because you do sound kind of young. What is your age?
73.
You sound very young. I'm sorry. I do apologize. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
Give me a 10.
Okay. And some people care a lot about politics. While politics is less important to other people, how important would you say politics is to your personal identity? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all?
Very important.
Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I'm independent.
Okay. Moving forward, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. Moving forward, when you hear about inflation and the rising costs, who or what do you blame the most? Republicans in Congress, the Federal Reserve raising interest rates, the COVID pandemic, big business and corporate price gouging and greed, or the Biden administration and their policies, or other?
I say the COVID has something to do with it.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have your member of Congress focus on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important to you at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Creating a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants.
10.
Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
10.
Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
10.
Reducing gun violence.
10.
Fighting back against the rise of white nationalism.
10.
Reforming the criminal justice system to hold police more accountable by providing oversight from the Department of Justice.
10.
Moving forward, now, switching gears a little bit, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I disapprove in some of the things. Yes, I do. I disapprove.
Okay, would you say you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
I somewhat disapprove.
Okay, moving forward. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Senate are handling their job?
I strongly disapprove.
Okay. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you're very favorable towards them, 0 means you're unfavorable, and 50 means you are not unfavorable or favorable. Now, if you never heard or don't have an opinion of the person or organization, please say so. Joe Biden.
Favorable.
From 0 to 100. 100 means favorable, 0 means unfavorable. You could use any number between 0 to 100.
79.
What about the Republican Party?
0.
What about Planned Parenthood?
80.
80. What about Barack Obama?
100.
What about Hakeem Jeffries?
Who?
Hakeem Jeffries.
Who is that?
You never heard of him?
Nope.
Okay. What about the NAACP?
Oh, I'll give him 100.
Okay. What about Donald Trump?
No. 0.
Okay. What about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
And give him 100.
100. Moving forward, if I can get you back to your day. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, or Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Cornel West, Joe Biden, or Donald Trump? If undecided, please say so.
Undecided.
Okay, moving forward. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Moving forward, now let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for in the 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Moving forward, how worried are you about the threat of white supremacy and hate crimes to black people in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
Very worried.
Switching gears a bit, I'd like to read you two statements about an important issue facing our communities. Statement A. We need to increase funding for police departments to hire more police, buy more crime-fighting equipment, and increase prosecution of criminals and hand down longer jail sentences in order to make our community safer. Or statement B, we don't need to increase funding for police departments. We need to invest more funding in crime prevention and violence interruption programs, after-school programs, and mental health in order to get at root causes of crime to make our community safer. Which do you agree with more, A or B?
B.
B? Now, have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
No, I haven't.
Nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Okay. I want to read for you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first 2 years in office. For each one, tell me how important that is to you. Cut black unemployment to under 5%, the lowest ever in recorded history. Is this very important to you, somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important?
It's very important to me.
Made the largest investment in repairing our nation's bridges and roads in over 50 years, helping to improve transportation for both businesses and everyday Americans. Expanding broadband to low-income communities, creating more jobs, and making America more competitive. Is this very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Established Juneteenth as a federal holiday to commemorate the end of slavery.
Very important.
Provided rental assistance to over 10 million people to help keep them in their homes.
Very important.
Now, we're almost done here. Now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years, I'd like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it is a very convincing reason to vote. 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote. Democrats in the Senate are focused on bringing down costs and making life more affordable for working families and seniors by lowering the cost of prescription drugs, stopping surprise medical billing, bringing manufacturing supply chains back to America from overseas, and cracking down on price gouging by big corporations. More jobs and lower costs means voting for Democrats focused on fighting inflation so working people can get ahead. How convincing is this to you from 0 to 10, where 10 is very convincing, 0 not at all convincing?
10.
And you might know this, but Congressman Hakeem Jeffries was elected as Democratic leader by his peers in the United States Congress earlier this year, the first ever African-American leader for either party in Congress. If Democrats win in 2024, he will become Speaker of the House, making history and become the second most powerful person in our government. He will not only be able to move an agenda focused on growing economic opportunity for everyone, but he'd be our check on MAGA Republicans and their radical agenda to roll back our freedoms and rights. How convincing is this to you? 0 to 10.
10.
Moving forward, like I said, we're almost finished. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential election from 0 to 10.
10.
And what stood out to you most from the arguments you just heard? What stood out the most?
Who's going to be the next president?
Okay. Okay. Let me... We're almost finished here. Now, the last few questions, Miss, are just for statistical purposes, okay? I'm going to read you a list of ways that some people were contacted during the 2022 midterm campaign season. Please tell me if you recall any campaigns contacting you in that way. Phone calls, yes or no?
No.
Radio ads?
Yes.
Someone canvassing neighborhood?
No.
Door knocks?
No.
Social media, internet ads?
No, I didn't see none.
Okay. Okay, what about mailers?
Yes, I had a few mailers.
What about text messages?
No.
And TV ads?
Yes.
Okay, now, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
The 10th.
10th grade. What about, are you married, unmarried, with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Widow.
Widow. Sorry to hear that. Sorry for your loss. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Very liberal.
And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any or none of your neighbors are white?
Half and half.
So, about half?
About half.
Okay. And how would you describe the area where you live in? Is it urban, suburban, or is it rural?
It's urban.
Urban. And were one or more of your grandparents born outside the United States?
All my grandparents was born in the United States.
Okay.
It wasn't that much.
Were one or more of your parents born outside the United States?
No.
Were you born outside the United States?
No.
Okay, Miss, this concludes our survey, Miss, and I do want to thank you for sharing your opinion with us. You've been a great help.
You're
enjoy
welcome.
The rest of your day, okay? Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.